Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Ken Ramp joining you here on this Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday, everyone. Hopefully, we're off to a better start today. I know, it was snowing and ice yesterday. It's still kind of like that today. But just remember, today is supposed to be about a high of 40, and then it's supposed to be 60s and 50s from here on out. So everything that's on the ground yesterday should be gone here within the next couple days. It's just like the last snowstorm we got when it was 20 inches of snow and it was gone literally in 3 days. But hey, a couple guests joining us here in studio today. We got Ann and Edva joining us here talking about the Children's Museum Easter egg hunt coming up here this weekend. But ladies, good morning. How are we doing? And what was your guys' initial reaction of the snowstorm that came through?
Well, typical spring in Nebraska, right? We kind of come in like a lamb, so why not the middle be like a lion?
Exactly. Yeah. It's been interesting getting around town, but hopefully things are looking up from here and we're going to have some nice spring weather.
I can definitely say I jinxed it. Last week we had a couple guests and I talked with a couple. It was the Friday guests we usually have every Friday. And I made a comment like it can't be that bad. So I definitely jinxed it this time around.
Now we know who to blame.
Yeah, right. Blame the news director. But hey, again, folks, we got a special event coming up here. It's the Children's Museum Easter egg hunt. And Yvonne, we'll kind of start with you. What do we have coming up here for the Children's Museum?
So on Friday, March 30th, from 9 to 11, the Children's Museum is hosting a very special Easter egg hunt for children with sensory needs. And so we are hoping to have like a calming and accessible environment for those children who the traditional like hustle and bustle of Easter egg hunts can be too overwhelming. So we're looking forward to having that, and we're just going to hide some eggs and let them, you know, hunt eggs at their speed, what they need to do, and then enjoy the museum afterwards.
And then what was kind of like the whole thought process and, hey, this is a good idea. Let's put this together. Kind of take us through like the thought process of this event.
So the Autism Carnival was supposed to be a few weeks ago, and it was canceled due to all that snow that we got. And so when I was looking at Easter events for my own children, I saw that there weren't any really for those kids and they missed out on that carnival. So I thought it was pretty important that we step in and do something for them so that they could have that time to come and play and enjoy Easter as well.
And it should be a fun time. And kind of talk about your perspective of the event, but also where's the event going to take place at?
Sure. I'm just looking forward to us being able to offer something to the children that maybe the traditional museum is a little less accessible to, give them a chance to enjoy everything that we have to offer. The hunt will start at 9:30 a.m. on that Saturday, March 30th. We will start registration at 9, and things will end at 11 a.m. This event is free to families who have children with sensory or special needs. Oh, and we have the Easter Bunny.
Oh, yes. Ooh. I can't forget the Easter Bunny is coming. Yes. So make sure to bring your cameras to capture those special memories with the Easter Bunny.
And then, Anne, I think you said it. I kind of jotted down some notes real quick. You said the event was free and there's no prior registration, correct?
There is no prior registration. We will be taking some names and some information as families arrive. We do have ADA accessible entrances into the building, but you will have to give us a call to utilize those there on the south side of the building. And our number at the museum is 532-3512 if you need assistance.
And folks, when we get the audio up here on the NorthPlattePost.com, we'll also have that phone number linked for you as well. Just so you have to go back fighting through the interview. We'll have it right in the article for you as well. Hey, we'll go back to Yvonne. Yvonne, kind of talk about maybe what's going to be some of the goodies inside these eggs.
Oh my gosh, we've had some amazing stuff given to us by our sponsors, and that is why we're able to do this event for free. I know Eagle Media gave us some t-shirts, so they're fun colored t-shirts for everybody. The North Platte Public Library has donated some fidget type toys. And then the Dairy Queen Raising Cane's and Runza has given us coupons. Bruce Furniture has sponsored us. The Flower Market here in town and Salon Nicholas has given some toys and stuff for the bags. The main sponsors of the Children's Museum, Nebraska Land Bank and Trigo Dugan Aviation, are a big reason why we're able to have this event for free as well.
Well, perfect there as we wrap things up here, ladies. Any final thoughts, maybe anything that need to get brought up?
No, just that we look forward to seeing everybody on the 30th.
Yeah. Yep. We look forward to seeing you on the 30th, and we're excited to welcome families with special and sensory to this special sensory friendly celebration of Easter.
Well, perfect, ladies. Hey, thanks for taking the time for joining us today, and get out there and enjoy the beautiful weather when it finally comes by, and don't slip on the ice. I can probably say that. But again, thanks, ladies, for stopping in today.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up in just a couple minutes.